shrink. Oh, what the hell. Let's have the record state that until the AP RALO chair or vice chairs arrive in the room, teleconference or otherwise, if the meeting is in favour, I'm perfectly happy to get the ball rolling. Is the meeting in favour? Excellent. In that case, let's move to the very first order of business, which is not listed there, which I assume would be any apologies.
Karatiana said he'll come around 30 minutes late. Any more, Heidi?
No, I have not received any other than Karatiana.
Excellent. And let's hope that the health conditions of his family are such that he can, in fact, join us. And, of course, we wish all those members of AP RALO, because, in fact, two people from our Asia-Pacific region were not able to join us in Sydney because of the N1H1 in their local area. So we trust that everyone affected by this unfortunate near pandemic, if not true pandemic, is doing well. Rest, drink fluids and more rest is the recipe. Bit of Tamiflu if you can get it. Action items, which I'm hoping are now going to, because my computer hasn't opened up and I can't see them, action items from the last meeting. Let's have a look at that. Excuse my back, but I can't do both, so I'll just cuddle it. Blind woman has no chance. Thank you very much. there we go. Members of the AP RALO. Whoa. Come on, guys. Give a girl a chance here. Members of the AP RALO were encouraged to log on and to do the training for the Adobe system ASAP. Raise any questions they have to staff, and these would be answered individually. So staff, blah, 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 blah. Okay, let's deal with that one first. Did anybody do this? I didn't. Perhaps there's a carryover action item.
Are we using the... the Adobe Connect right now?
Right-hand side, yes, we are.
Oh.
And we've been trying to do, mainly because of the record function, that we can then have them as a better archive.
There's no link on the AP RALO.
On the wiki, thing. There is a link.
Oh, if it's on the wiki, yes. Okay. I'm on the Sydney thing.
I think
Matthias was saying without the microphone on that it was on the Sydney schedule as well. So if it's not, we'll simply have them flogged with a brown bootlace later. But the intention was to have it there, I can assure you. That seems to me that that's a carryover action item, that we've all been very naughty and we need to do that because it really is a useful tool, but we do need to know how to do it. Yes, go ahead. Okay, put your...
I wanted to add to that we will be developing a frequently asked questions sheet on the wiki, gathering information from you on what some of the issues that you would like to see on Adobe Connect and learn about Adobe Connect, as well as some of the wikis So if you could please send that to the staff email account, that would be useful.
Excellent. Any more on the thrill-packed and exciting world of the Adobe Connect Room and what it can do for you? If not, let us move on to... I'm getting very friendly to Vivek. I hope this isn't being video cast here. I'm leaning in. I'm actually going to be reading his Yahoo email in just a moment out loud. excuse me. The IGF proposal deadline approaching. Are we merging? If yes, this is in fact an item that is the next thing on the agenda. So I think there's very little point in us is having it as an action item. I know Hong's been very, very busy with all sorts of things there. So we might just throw to updates on the map, unless that's an agenda item, which I believe it is not. There's no updates on the map on the agenda.
No updates on the picture ability, no, but we do now have the map on the website. And there will be able to, once we send out the survey on each of the ALSs, that will be able to be linked to the thumbtack on the map. And the form will be able to have a place where you can upload your JPEG picture of your representative.
That's excellent, and I would look forward to getting some feedback on the forms and things like that. The last item, probably the most important one other than the IGF matter, is regular check of the ALAC agenda is required to see if we want to any feedback there. I would have thought that should have been a sort of an executive leadership team standing agenda item, because normally we would be having our ALAC meeting after this meeting, on the same day as this meeting, and it's hugely important that AP Rallo maintains its excellent and high profile in this area. So if we can now switch back to the agenda, I do think that the actions arising, any discussion now leads us directly into Hong, which is the one action arising we haven't discussed. If not, I've shifted the agenda around. The floor is yours anyway, Hong. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. Okay, I suggest you click the link on the agenda page. Yep, and you can see my update. If you scroll, perfect, right? Yep. A little bit further. Now we can see that we want to see the complete sentence.
if you're in the agenda,
right, yeah.
Just click the...
Oh, right, the blue one.
the hyperlink. Next to Hong's report on IGF?
Now you're here. Yes, exactly. Yeah. What I want to report is the update after our previous conference call. In last conference call, I mentioned that IGF asked two questions. One is about the possible program of the proposed workshop. Another one is the possible merger with the other proposers. I've been doing these works in these days. With respect to merger, I approached several Arabic proposers, especially those from Egypt. But interesting thing is that I sent email to them. They didn't respond. Right. And I talked with IGF, actually. I talked with other proposers on, that's not on the same subject, on this traditional and indigenous knowledge production on the internet. They have the same feeling that merger action required or encouraged by IGF is not very successful. It seems so far no workshop has been successfully merged with anyone else. So we're not alone. That's not a problem.
Mike?
Now, what is the topic proposed? Theme, workshop theme.
Oh.
That's not seen, and I'm not able to click onto the link.
Well, I'm so sorry, sir. If you scroll down, I assume you're well aware of this. We talk about these in many conference calls, and you participate. Actually, you raise very good suggestion. I include it in the proposal. Oh, I'm so surprised. I'm very impressed that...
I'm not able to, I don't have that page in the Adobe.
It's always been online. Oh, can anybody else prove that? It is not just appear today. It's been online for several months. And look at the original proposal. Would you please scroll down to the very end? Yes.
Up, up, That's it.
We took every one of, I have to say responsibly that all these points, every word has been discussed by the community. Yeah. So I hope Shiva now understand the title and our proposal. I'm sorry for my English. I'm not a native speaker. If you want to explain me to in Chinese, I'm happy. It will be 100% more clear. okay. You want me to go through step by step? Oh, I'm happy to do that.
That's fine. Did you see the title yet? Or did you want to... Oh, you okay? Just to read it, just for the purpose of here, flourishing Asia Pacific indigenous and traditional. Okay, so.
Okay, so we don't seem to be having successful merger operations. What are our alternatives?
Yes, yes. If the chair lady allow me to continue to report, IGF asks three questions to all the workshop proposers. These are the new questions to proposers. So apart from merger, since the merger request is not successful, they change to something else. Look at the three questions on the screen, A, B, C. They particularly emphasize the value of diversity, gender, geographical, multi-stakeholders. And you have to submit a draft program to reflect the diversity. Things we don't have call in these days. So that's something I did in my discretion. Sorry for that. I managed to submit before the deadline, that's June 15, a draft proposal to reflect the diversity of our workshop. And you can see we have representative from IGO, from civil society, from academic, and from private sectors. So these are our basic thinking. Of course, it could be changed, it could be replaced, it could be updated. What we should do is to have a placeholder at least. Otherwise, we don't have opportunity at all. And the last things I want to report is that this is our submission. It has not been confirmed, and by no means it will be accepted by IGF. And of course, our chair lady should be well aware that there's no funding available whatsoever from ICANN. Right? Yeah. I'm happy to take any questions. So back to you, our chair.
Hong, just one question from me. Do you believe that the lack of merger opportunity is likely to be an impediment?
Very, very good question. I don't think so. Actually, I talked with IGF secretary and talked with Mr. Kumar, and he said that since the merger exercise is so unpopular, it's not likely. Maybe they will shorten the time frame of each workshop to accommodate more.
Well, that's heartening news indeed. But I think this is a hugely important thing. We've started with the IGF. It's in our region again, and to have a presence, I think, is absolutely essential. Yes, Shiva, go ahead.
I've not done this in the name of APIRALO, but I have proposed four workshops in the name of ISOC India Chennai, about which I was about to talk to you. But these are themes that are very relevant for at large, and what at large has been championing for. One is preserving, this much beyond ICANN, one is preserving internet's fundamental values, and another one is a workshop on security versus civil liberties, and the third one was again a proposal related to bridging the digital divide. It's a proposal called Alexandria. So all that, is it okay for me to formally put this forth to APIRALO and to ask APIRALO to formally associate with these workshops?
Well, I'm quite sure that if all those workshops are accepted, there's plenty of room on our next agenda to discuss that. Have you had acceptance of those workshops yet?
Yeah, it has gone through the process, and I've updated the proposals, and I was asked to merge only one of the four proposals, basically because that was where there was a clash of. So it is going through, and I've spoken to Berkman Center, and I've talked to other people, and giving a shape. But these are not directly related to domain and domain theme, but very much of interest to users.
I'm quite sure that we could make some sort of decision at our next meeting in terms of mutualism advertising and perhaps endorsement. Go ahead, Hong.
Well, Thank you very much, Shiva, for your update. We're actually quite enthusiastic to merge with the others. We submitted to IGF already that we would like to merge with any workshop organized by ICANN or ALUC. The issue here is that no workshop was organized or even co-organized by these two. We really didn't know your proposal. If we had known, probably we think to work with you, but we're not aware of that. To my best memory, I don't remember you mentioned this at our monthly conference call.
And I have a near-perfect memory. That is absolutely accurate. However, I don't think that should be an impediment if the workshops are going forward to go that way. Is there any further questions of Hong? If not, I've got the second question. Sorry, Hong, just being me and probably more for the record. When are we likely to find out about the affirmation of our workshops on both sides of the table?
Perfect question. End of June. Yep.
Wow. Marcus is here typing up a list. Next time I see him in the lift, I'll ask him how the list is going. Excellent. Now, that is good because it means it fits in perfectly with our next meeting cycle and we can start getting onto the work at hand. Okay, thank you. Let's now look, as I yet again snuggle up over here. I just can say I'm so sorry to be giving you my back. It's very rude and there's little choice. I hadn't planned on chairing this. What are we doing now, ladies and gentlemen? We're doing outreach updates on activities, planned activities, open standards of the Internet Association, SOL. Okay, someone's going to have to help me with that.
Yes. I would like to call on Jong Im Kim to talk a little bit about an imminently applying ALS candidate. So I'm going to hand that over to Jong Im Kim.
I understand. Thanks. Welcome.
Thank you. It's literally in the pipeline, I think. It's a long pipeline, I think. Just literally, I sat down with an organization called Open Standards and Internet Association, OSIA, O-S-I-A. That's the acronym. Exactly last week Wednesday. And so I sat down with someone there, filled out the application form, and this is a draft I brought. Only thing missing there was the two persons' email addresses and the signature at the end. And I was expecting it already in your hand, but I found out it's not. And so I called yesterday Dr. Sir Jachal at NIDA to check on that. So he thought it was already submitted too, so he was surprised. So I'm sure it's coming. And I'll have to refer to this because I really honestly don't know this organization by heart. So, okay.
I think we need to make clear for the record, you know the organization, not the organizational details by
right,
heart.
I do know of the organization.
Yes.
I know of this much information, but by heart.
You need to refer to your record, not that
exactly.
You're not knowing, though. That's fine.
So let me just read their purpose. Purpose of the organization, the mission, to conduct research and develop technologies for IT standardization, to support activities by IT experts and organizations in Korea, to develop domestic IT standards in cooperation with other related organizations in Korea, to contribute in strengthening international competitiveness by providing technical and policy support for IT standardization. And they currently have over 1,100 members. To be exact, 1,132 as of last week. And 60 of them are lifetime members, 654 are general members, 406 are student members, not surprising in Korea. Group members are 12. And in terms of type of organizations, there are 618 members in education sector, 249 in research area, 257 in business and 8 in other areas. And in terms of general membership, the type of people in general membership categories are mostly researchers, professors, other professionals, and college students. And so my impression was it was perfect type of organization. And they have a web presence, if you could cue it, although I don't know how many of you can read Korea. Yeah, osia.orkr. If you could just...
osia.orkr.
Yeah, you have queued? Did you queue that already? We had it queued. And I, when I was filling this out, I urged them, and they are willing to, in a while, to have an English page of their website. So you could have a button. Hopefully soon you can find the English button. You can click it.
Just while we're waiting for that to come up, I can't tell you how excited I am to see this sort of thing happening, because this is exactly the sort of organisation that's going to be bringing the strength of knowledge, but more importantly, the outreach to parts of the internet end-using community that can and will be interested in domain naming and numbering that we just don't have now. So, I mean, you know what I'm feeling, but
I know.
Thank you.
Actually, I have to just, while we are waiting for this, I have to tell you, so after last meeting in Mexico, I had to send a trip report to NIDA, and at the end of the trip report, the number one recommendation, I had two recommendations, and I'll tell you number two later outside this meeting, but number one recommendation was, I just said, you know, we in general think of Korea as one of the strong IT nations, and yet Korea was so conspicuous by its absence in ALAC and APRALO, obviously. And I said, by next meeting, I hope Korea will be conspicuous by some representatives of ALS. So I really strongly suggest that. And then when I got here, there was no physical thing set up. So I sort of pushed it, and I literally walked around and ran around. Found this organization with Dr. So, of course, without his help. So he found this, and with this. And I really, when we found this organization, I thought it was a really good one to start.
Home. Is this home?
If you can use the Google translation, you can translate from Korea to English online.
Yeah, well, some clumsy translations. Yes. Yes, but you can get some meanings. Yeah.
Very well.
So in fact, you all know what the questions are in the application form, and a lot of attachments should be made, and like link URL for whatever, and certificate of incorporations and things like that. Of course, they're all in Korean. I mean, there's no reason in Korea to issue, Korean government to issue that in anything other than in Korean. And they were wondering, you know, what do we do? We translate? I said, no. Yeah. Yeah, just put it there. So anyway, and apparently they are very, very active. You can see that by membership. They are very,
I think it's obvious. I mean, it's a huge step forward.
Yes. And then this is my nudging. And there was a question in the application form toward the end, what ICANN-related issues currently are of interest to your organization? And I put it as number one. At-large participation in ICANN, that's one of the topics, important topics for ICANN, especially facilitation of developing other ALSs in Korea. I just forced them to put that in there. Well, the thing is, I'm not in Korea all the time. I just there briefly, and just I wanted to put that so that it's their commitment to do this. So one of the next ones, hopefully it might be ISOC-KR or any other organizations, and I asked them, would you please help them go through this process? So hopefully you will see another one or two coming soon. That's about or unless you have any questions, I can try to answer.
Well, of course, despite the excellent presentation, the great faith we have in what's happening, and, of course, our enormous trust in you and the work you've done, we will still be doing our due diligence. It will go through our processes. And I'm quite sure that in the very short time when we fast-track this through as super fast as we can, I'll be the very, very first to come forward and make a proposal that the moment staff due diligence is done, and of course they're starting that immediately, that the region does its approval and we have a ringing endorsement done so that by this time at our meeting next month, we will have a new ALS ready to roll.
I also told them of what I thought I know, that you have monthly meetings in remote and by some means of communication like Skyping, and so I told them that, so you know, you can invite them to that.
Absolutely, they certainly will be. Okay, yes, Azumi.
If I may, related to that earlier, I think we discussed whether if there is a possibility to hold some kind of preliminary meeting prior, say, a month prior to the Seoul meeting, ICANN meeting, that they say some of you guys will fly in and chat with the local potential ALSs or existing ALS of this
in Korea.
And I just briefly spoke when you were there as well with the local host of NIDA in the lunchtime or so. They have to talk to the boss, Mr. Seoul.
I could convey that to Dr. Seoul.
And
yeah. Dr. Seoul, I'm sorry. I could confidently say that awareness, at least I can assure you that Dr. Seoul's awareness of the importance and urgency is there. There's no question about it. So,
So one way is to make it, of course, the 1 month in advance is a sort of a tricky thing, whether it is feasible on the one hand. On the other hand, it may raise awareness of the potential users so that they will come to the ICANN Seoul meeting with sufficient understanding in advance than just coming in all of a sudden. Of course, we can also have an epirural meeting to welcome or to interact with the existing and potential users. So these could be taking advantage of the Seoul meeting would be very good for you. Yes.
Okay. I don't know what kind of things what kind of frantic things are involved in Seoul, particularly for NIDA, a month before the meeting.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure how high up and top priority area of this to them. I'm just being very honest about it. So maybe rather than a month before, it might be easier before then, sooner than that, if that is feasible, because close to the meeting, they'll have higher priority items to be concerned about, little nitty-gritty things
if
that,
I may.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, my institute, another one called Institute for Hypernetwork Society, has an MOU with some organization called KISA, the Korean Internet Security Agency, for the ongoing research. NIDA and KISA and one more agency, I believe, will be merged, and they will have a symposium on the July 23rd.
Well, they have
tentative.
They have an official. They also and have a new director.
Right, so it affects the sort of the schedules, whether 1 month is feasible or 2 months is better or things should be coordinated. We cannot really dictate that.
Okay, so glad that you pointed out. In fact, that adds to another complication.
Right.
That is a hugely political thing there. Very sensitive, very delicate. I mean, it's very emotional things that even I couldn't imagine. So I'm not sure what this, our item is in that political, emotional context. So that's something
what I'm hearing, though, is there's enormous opportunities.
Yes.
We need to explore them. We need to explore them properly. Mm-hmm. And what I'm going to recommend goes into the record for this meeting, which we're rapidly running out of time on, is that we have a little subcommittee whereby the leadership of AP Rallo work directly with you, if you don't mind, and that Heidi, doing the regional outreach and work with We will set up a teleconference. It'll be very easy because you're in the right time zone.
I'm on Skype, yeah.
And we will further that. And as ALAC chair, I not only endorse that, I'll be more than happy to be part of that process. So I think we can take it on notice. We need to explore what we can do, how we can do it, who can possibly attend and in what manner. The elephant in the room is, of course, the when and the costings.
Okay.
But we need to do something, and we'll do something that is appropriate with your local knowledge and advice. Okay? Thank you very much. Any questions to this agenda item? If not, I'll ask very kindly if the man who's in my line of sight could thank you so much. Just read long distance for a moment. We now move to ALAC updates for AP Rallo. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll be shocked to hear we've had an ICANN meeting and it's busy. Okay, moving on to the next item, staff updates for AP Rallo. No, she's not going to let me go past the other one.
Sorry, I wanted to just one last update on the outreach and the speed that we can do due diligence is that the Global Partnerships Division of ICANN are, as a high priority, are looking for three more liaisons, regional liaisons in the Asia-Pacific region. So I just wanted to announce that, and I will update you when we have more information on that. But three new regional liaisons. Thanks.
And that moves well, of course, for us growing AP Rallo hand in glove with what Teresa and I have been talking about from a multi-regional perspective. But, of course, I was, as I often do, thinking of our own region as well. Am I allowed to move on now, Heidi? So take the mic back and do the staff reports. Sorry, Edmund, go ahead.
Are we really not going to talk about the ALAC? Is anyone interested in knowing what is being discussed there? Or
in what?
The
ALAC
any
has its meeting on Thursday. Its meeting will be based on absolute pure policy discussion. I expect most of the people around this table to be in that like they've been in everyone up until now. If you think it's a valid exercise of our time to do that, then let me know. I'll put that to the floor.
I'm comfortable with it. I just don't want to...
Yeah. This is a standing agenda item, and it's the exception of us having our meeting while we are all together where we are living in a goldfish bowl anyway. So I'm sorry that I'm hurrying on, but I'm also trying to multitask on a number of things, and this is actually not my job. I will hasten to add.
Where's the job?
Very, very good question. Okay, any more points? Go ahead, Heidi.
Okay, staff updates for AP Rallo. What I decided to do for this is, since we are in Sydney, and I thought that we were going to be having more people calling in, so this was actually just to show everyone what we are doing here, and particularly how busy everyone is who is attending the Sydney meeting. And I wanted to show them this link. And for the records, just to make a point that please everyone to go on to this link and see how your colleagues are spending their time in Sydney. And then in addition, the link is that the people who have been allocated to these meetings are now going to be asked to present their reports. For example, let's see how people have been keeping up. Putting everyone on the spot. If we go to Monday, I'm also putting Matthias on the spot on how he's actually able to post these, but actually you're supposed to be posting these yourself. So this is Monday, and we can see that Evan has reported on the registration abuses policies. We have a few that are, I'm sure, still preparing their reports. And we have, again, Evan, who's been very active in this. He's reported on cities and cultural TLDs. And then Darlene has reported on points of the workshop on the operating plan. And finally, we have Gareth, Cheryl, Alan doing the report from the root zone scaling study. But this will be available for each of the days of the Sydney meeting. So given the time, I'm going to stop there.
Can I just say, I think this is the sort of thing that actually should feature not just in a report as a subsection of something, but should be quite up front in our wiki record of this meeting, because you're all doing a huge amount of work, and as usual, I think it's important that we recognise the huge amount of work you're doing. The initial planning for Seoul ICANN meeting, outreach to Korean civil society. I think, in fact, some of our previous discussion has gone a good way towards that, but now is the time I'd like to open the floor formally for that discussion.
Well, okay, I assume I'm not asking a popular question. At least it's not popular to ICANN COO. We had a large summit this year in Mexico. Does it mean that AP Rilo will not be funded to have an AGM and in Seoul? That is indeed in our timetable. I don't know who can answer this question.
Only if you come forward and speak into a microphone, Raj.
Can I offer an opinion? I was the first chair of AP Rilo, and during the discussions we had in the formation of AP Rilo, one of the things we very clearly stated was that we like the ALS summit idea, we really want to have it, but that should not be at the cost of losing our regional AGM meeting. And if that has happened, then I'm very disappointed. So my comments. Thank you.
To answer the question, I'm not able to. It's neither appropriate or am I able to answer the question. What I can, however, do is say that the travel support meeting that we've had, every time we've done this, we've raised the issue of regional meetings. This is not something new, and we will, as an executive committee, if I can now take this as a regional request from AP Rilo, as a matter of urgency, I will raise it at our meeting between the Executive Committee of the ALAC and the Chief Financial and Chief Operations Officer to see, with absolutely no guarantees, what may or may not be able to happen. Okay? And we now have any comments on any ICANN issues in relation, perhaps as a Freudian slip, in relation to AP Rilo. Go ahead, Izumi.
I was a bit busy with other things, so I may have lost the context, but how many are going to the AP-NIC-AP TLD meeting in August in Beijing? Because I was asked to come to at least AP-TLD meeting. Anybody? Okay. Don't know what to add to our busy schedule, but it might be fun to do something with some hat of the AP Rilo. It could be a good opportunity to talk to the other constituencies out there. If you have any good idea, I will.
Edmund and then Hong, or Hong then Edmund.
We've already discussed a possible outreach of AP Rilo at Beijing AP TLD meeting. It's in the minute of last conference call, right?
Yes, I think.
Go ahead.
And also, we can probably see if there's interest in the AP Star. Is there going to be an AP Star retreat for the AP NIC meeting as well? Perhaps that's.
Are you invited? Or?
That's another forum that we can seek.
Edmund and everyone, let's make a little moment and cast our minds back to some of our strategic planning discussions that we've had, and what we have said is, in the absence of funds being made available, what we need to leverage on is the knowledge that members of AP Rilo are attending these things
in enough advance time for us to do something, if possible, through those members that are attending. So let's get using a calendar. Let's get confessing who's going where, doing what, and let's get this not staccato in a month-by-month meeting, but as a continual discussion. So when I decide I'm going to pop to Fiji for a very good reason, I pop that in, and I say to our members in that area, I'm coming, what can we perhaps do, and vice versa. Please go ahead.
Yes, excellent idea. And in fact, what we are working with in ICANN staff and the at-large and the global partnership is to establish such a Google, put these events in a Google calendar, not only these events, but also where the regional liaisons will be. So there will be a way to coordinate with the global partnerships as well.
And in fact, that global part, those mutualisms, those relationships are going to make a huge difference. They really, really are. The other thing that I suppose in terms of where we're going to get out of these maps is that the maps can also have temporary pins for activities. Back to you again.
Yes, I wanted to update on that. On the global maps, these Google maps that we have, we will be able to, using different color thumbtacks, insert on the Google map where these meetings are with the links to the information. So we'll not only have then the ALSs, but then also different color thumbtacks on where these outreach meetings, these event meetings will be taking place. So that's, I think it's a way of not only in developing this Google Calendar, then we can take that information and add it to the Google Maps.
Excellent. Edmund, you wish to continue speaking? You want to make a particular focus for the next one that's for the next one that's going out? Because I'd actually like to hear, is there an opportunity for the AP Star and for the APNIC? Is there going to be a critical mass of us there? I only saw a couple of hands up, but can we do something in an outreach way? If we can't do something in a mutual get-together way, is there a marketing exercise we might be able to do for any potential ALSs that you're aware of?
Potential ALSs? Probably not.
Is there anything then in terms of looking at how we can work more closely regionally, regionally with the NIC? Because I'd like to think, you know, we've gone and presented there, and that's sort of it. Can we look at some mutualism? Is there somebody you should be having coffee with and seeing how we can perhaps share our work in ICANN or something?
Sure. I think I'm not absolutely sure whether we have actually used the AP Star platform to, you know, to advertise to people to become ALSs. Does Hong or
Raj,
anyone,
do you remember
Raj,
when
you
we went to AP Star?
We did
AP
a long
Star?
Time ago, maybe.
Come forward, we'll put you in the hot seat. Do you remember when we were involved with AP Star? Was there an outreach activity? What happened? I thought we just paid for a person and did a talk.
At AP Star? As AP Rollo? AP Rollo never attended AP Star, although I have attended AP Star, as Edmund and I guess maybe a few others in the room. And we have talked about what AP Rollo does.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I just remembered a presentation happening, yeah.
Basically, it was an informative session on what we are about, what we do, how you can engage with us, and so on. I probably have a copy of that presentation. I think I did that presentation somewhere.
Yesterday.
Yeah. So I'm happy to forward it if someone wants a copy. Yeah.
Actually, that could be really, really useful.
Yeah.
That
of course,
would be
it's slightly outdated now since I'm an old hand here. So.
The archive. For the archive,
yeah, sure.
It's all right. Yes.
I'll forward it on.
Go ahead, Izumi.
Just for the information, that AP Star is originally or still is a sort of a leaders of the different AP internet-related bodies mostly. And very honestly speaking, there are fewer. It's about 20 people attending every time. And if you're sort of at large like people, but it's a good opportunity to talk to the other constituencies like the TLDs and the NICs and the security guys and the working these areas. However, I may perhaps ask Han, would there be any benefit you can foresee if we have an interaction or whatever with local internet, I mean ALS, there, which we never have tried, like the Domain Name Association or the At Large at China? Yeah, so you... So, I'm sorry if I missed that from the agenda already discussed, but...
Hong, I will gather my thoughts, and I will say, do you need to say that we have, in fact, have that organisation as an ALS for, what is it, was it 12 months now? 18 months? Yes, yes. We not only have done that, they're an at-large structure.
You know, that they are the at-large structures. If there is there any merit to have a meeting with them, your members of, taking advantage of being in Beijing to, you know, discuss the topics of mutual interest.
Okay, understood. So as a member meeting in the same line as when ICANN comes to an area, the local chapter does something. Hong.
That's a great idea. If I can provide funding, I can bring all my colleagues here. Well, that would be great. And yeah, that will not be a solution, I assume. But of course, if in Beijing, there could be a dialogue between ICANN veterans like Izumi and my organization, this CDNUA, Chinese Domain Name Users Alliance, would be great. Actually, we just hosted an ICANN policy seminar. The president, vice president of ICANN, chair of board of ICANN were there. We had a very constructive meeting. For your information. All right then.
Please go ahead.
Hong or anyone else who know details about AP, TLD and APN in Beijing, to be held in Beijing this summer, anyone from Korea attending, any specific person? So they'd help me quickly sort of approach that person to see. Because you said you're planning outreach activity in Beijing for...
Thank you. Go on.
Uh-huh. No. So I wanted to, because I'm sure I could find when I go to ask everybody who's attending, but it's better if you could point me to some specific persons, if you know, persons from Korea that I could go to.
Okay, so what we're asking for is the usual is there a list someone can access for the usual suspects so that they can do some networking to make sure people are talking to people? Go ahead, Hong.
Well, thanks for your question. Mm-hmm. If you mean anywhere from or anyone from Korea to Beijing, I feel that's an easy question. NIDA people will be there, absolutely.
Okay.
It's APTLD.
So I should ask NIDA people.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You want me to continue or?
Okay. I could ask.
Turn your mic off.
All right. The last point, actually, I do have a comment here. That is, we've been talking about a standard introduction of AP Relo in the form of PowerPoint. I talked with Katriana several times, and he promised to post it online. I'm still looking forward to receiving that. Right.
Well, could I ask that staff follow up aggressively, if needs be, on that? Because this is something that's essential, that is not only found and posted to Hong, but also put in a repository site so that we don't have to go digging around next time. I think we need a little space and place in our website where we can just access these things all the time. Indeed. So, yes, thank you, Raj. If you can have your old one and any old things we've done on the subject of AP Rilo anywhere, we can always modify those and reuse them. I think, you know, having a little knowledge base could be hugely, hugely useful. And that reminds me, what we might also do is put in a link to the IGF presentations that we did as well. So that's an action item on both Hong and I, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, let me look at the next thing. It says comments. That's an unusual thing to have in an agenda item. I suspect what it might mean is close of meeting. So what I'm going to do now is call for any other business. Go ahead.
How much time do we have, actually? Not much, yeah?
By my clock, 2 minutes.
Okay. I'm just raising this because I've heard in other
for us that, for example, Hong is very passionate about the issue of IRT. I wonder if there's any interest to put together some sort of a statement from this group about that and perhaps other ICANN issues.
What I might do is do two things. First of all, ask why on earth are the public comments periods for the statements clearly not getting out to the ALSs, because we actually have had the draft statements out and our own ALAC draft statements out for some time, and we need to look at what's happening with our network. So that's just more of a side up to Heidi, because we've got to sort of close that loop. The second thing, which is hugely important, is the work that's been done here at this meeting, and Hong, you've been an instrumental part of that, as has Vivek. Would you again take back that microphone and respond? And just to make it easy, it might be appropriate to copy out the current draft to the AP RALO list, please. In fact, could I suggest all lists, the RALO lists, I mean.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Edmund and Cheryl. About 4 months ago, Cheryl visionary placed a couple of AP Regions lawyer on the IR team group at ALAC. We were not very willing to join that group because we were very busy. But she was very right. She's still very right. And it turned out IRT has become a huge subject. It's going to subvert IP law. So we are very happy to work in that team. So all the comments I made on IRT for ALAC or for the joint statement, I put on my head of AP RALO. So that's our policy contribution to the whole community. Yeah, right.
Just to go back as explanation, and particularly important because I know at least the registrars are not happy with some aspects of it, we did have a meeting here yesterday evening, quite an extended but productive meeting with the NCUC. So this was the ALAC NCUC meeting, during which we had a single item. We ditched the rest of our agenda and we had a single item. And we wordsmithed up a joint statement that if I have the support of the community, which means all of you, I will be happy to read out as a joint statement with Robin. And what I've just asked Heidi to do is send that wordsmithed document out to the list. Well, we actually need you to buy in. We actually need you to say yes, because if I have any no's, then it becomes a lower level thing from the ALAC point of view, because it has not gone through our due process. But I truly believe the work we've done here, if you agree with the statement, and as I say, Hong, Vivek, and really it was a cast of thousands, it was like building a camel, got these words together. I think they say what we need to say and raise the issue. Holly was also at that. So, Edmund, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm fine with that, and am I correct to assume that that's so we don't your suggestion and Hong's suggestion is as AP RALO, there's no need to create a separate statement. We'll endorse the statement from ALAC and go from there. Is that okay?
But specifically because we've been very obvious in featuring AP RALO in the process. What I'd like to be delighted to have that as a motion from you, and as a chair acting, albeit I really can't second it, so I'd call for a seconder for that motion now that we do have an endorsement. I see ISOC AU. And I'm now going to put the motion that AP RALO do consider a regional endorsement of the statements made. Do I have anyone who wishes to have their name recorded against this motion? Do I have anybody who wishes to vote? Go ahead.
Sorry, I have to apologise. I haven't read it.
Right.
Yet.
Well, what we'll do, I'm saying that we have a motion to endorse when we read it, because we're not going to have another meeting. So you've got to say yes. Right?
Okay.
So
yes.
If we get the quorate number of ALS reps saying yes, then what you read will become endorsed by AP RALO. It's the only way I cannot magically do it before tomorrow any other way. Yes, Shiva, go ahead.
Yes.
I wasn't calling for a yes vote. In fact, I really call for a yes vote. I call for abstentions. I see none.
I call for those who want their name recorded against this motion. I see none. Therefore, when you agree or not to your endorsement, your personal, yes, I want this read out as an ALAC endorsed statement, you are by definition putting a vote in. If it becomes quorate, it will become part of our minutes. Any other business? In which case, ladies and gentlemen, 4 minutes over time, but we had a 6 minute, if not longer, delay before we started. Get your glad rags ready. We're going to pop down to the other end of the city and you've got a lovely, wonderful night looking out over the harbour, having a look at the Opera House, perfectly good weather for once in this whole stay. Do join us at our gala event. Thank you, all staff. Thank you, everybody online. And thank you for, I think, a heroic show out of AP Rallo people. Yes, go ahead, Vivek.
There will be a cola there.
I'm sorry?
A cola is being brought there. If you have not seen
cola. Cola beer is there, and we want to thank you.
Oh, yes, I'm sure there'll be a few tricks. Okay, thank you very much.